You're with SBS Radio.
Imagine it's the 1990s and you're a young secondary school student and your school is shut down by the government. And then two of your fellow students make a claim against the state that their school closure was due to systemic racism in a complaint to the Equal Opportunity Board. Well, then fast forward 3 years after the school's closing and the school community won the fight against the Kennett government and the school was reopened. I'm Kerry Lee Harding and this is the NITV podcast.
Really is a pretty amazing win because, you know, your listeners would probably be aware when it comes to racism, it's really hard to get a complaint believed, even when it's like direct, obvious, you know, racism. And this was an indirect race discrimination decision that was upheld. So it was decided that the government had, by its decision to close the school, indirectly racially discriminated against all the children at the Aboriginal children at the school. There was around 65 children at the school at the time.
You just heard there from Claire Land, historian working on the exhibition A Fight for Survival. And you'll hear more coming up from Claire in just a moment.
So in 1992, the Kennett government got elected in Victoria on a very economic rationalist program and immediately decided to close down 55 schools. It went on to close many other schools over the course of its terms, but Northland was one of the first slated for closure, and immediately the school community decided to protest with all their might because it was a very, very unique school.
There is now an exhibition, A Fight for Survival, sharing this important story with people who may not have known the significance and importance of the Northland Secondary College and their fight for the struggle and survival.
So the exhibition came out of a kind of community approach to getting this history on the record. So there was always ultimately from Gary Foley, who was a parent at the school and is now a historian, an intent to tell the story and to make sure that a detailed history book is eventually written from a community perspective. But also that the story should be told through performing arts. So that's why we've got a cabaret also coming up in May. And the exhibition idea also came up during the development of the project as a way for as many people from the Northlands community as possible to be involved in expressing their own connection to the story, the importance of that school in identity and resilience, and as well as to commemorate the many people who have passed since that time in 1992. And the number of people that's passed is not unconnected to the race discrimination that they endured at that time. And there was a, you know, significant cohort of Aboriginal school students who were permanently disconnected from school because of that that decision to close that school. So there's a range of experiences from, say, the younger students who were enrolled at Northland at the time of the closure, who might have gone on to attend the Rebel School and then come back to Northland as a formal school. But for older children, some kids really did have a pretty hard time as a result of this government decision. Yeah, it's a very exciting project to be involved with. It's something that Gary Foley roped me into, and I trusted his, you know, his vision as when he told me that this is a really important story. I didn't know much about the story the time that I began, and so I've learnt so much and learnt exactly how significant this has been. And yeah, so it's challenging because the story does involve revisiting times of real sadness and difficulty, but also, of course, there's pride in the incredible struggle that was waged by the children, the parents, the Koori educators, activists, and also artists and community members who were connected to the school, who all got together and fought this over 2.5 years, as well as the legal front, the lawyers and the Equal Opportunity Commissioner and board that did see the race discrimination for what it was, and who did put so much effort into running an equal opportunity case with two of the children from the school, which they eventually won. So it has been an exciting project, and it's so great for it to be something that can now be shared through this exhibition.
The Northland Secondary College students and school community had a big win against the then Victorian Premier, Geoff Kennett, in the Supreme Court against the state. An extraordinary victory, as Claire Land explains.
It really is a pretty amazing win because, you know, your listeners would probably be aware when it comes to racism, it's really hard to get a complaint believed, even when it's like direct, obvious, you know, racism. And this was an indirect race discrimination decision that was upheld. So it was decided that the government had, by its decision to close the school, indirectly racially discriminated against all the children at the Aboriginal children at the school. There were around 65 children at the school at the time. So not only were they found guilty of that indirect or systemic discrimination, but they were also ordered to reopen the school, which is the biggest remedy you can get for race discrimination. It wasn't like, sorry, we won't do it again. It was reinstate that school. That's the only way to try to repair what that decision had meant. So it is an extraordinary victory, and it has been hidden and covered up really in the process over the last 25 years, nearly 30 years, in terms of how Kennett is remembered and the various policies he had around Aboriginal rights. The Native Title Act came in at that time as well, and he isn't really remembered in the mainstream for some of these things. And it's really up to Aboriginal historians like Foley who want to make sure that the right story is remembered.
The exhibition, A Fight for Survival, is on as part of the Fuse Festival at the City of Darebin, and there is a cabaret show also to come as part of the upcoming Yirrumbuy Indigenous Arts Festival held in Melbourne in May 2021.
We do have a cabaret coming up in May, and this aligns with a couple of things in relation to the school, is that the school was really, really strong in the performing arts. And so to tell a story through the performing arts with people who were creatives, who came and worked as students at the school at the time, including Kutcher Edwards and Dave Arden, and then some of the kids who were at the school, from Amos Roach to Denise Hudson and others, they're actually putting the music together for the cabaret, which is just amazing. So it's, it's that's all part of, I guess, a tradition of that creativity at the school, but also in the tradition of Koori community concerts and cabarets. So we're really really excited about that aspect.
Alastair Thorpe Jr. is a past student of the Northland Secondary College, and he has a long history with the school, with fond memories shared with his fellow students.
My history with Northland is pretty broad, and there's a lot of different stories there, but I was, when the school was closed, I was actually just finished year 7, so I was just starting my high school education. So it sort of had a big impact on me, and it sort of affected the rest of my learning. So when that all happened, I learned really quickly about the system and about how that can impact on our people.
Alistair Thorpe says he has some good memories from being at the school, from it being shut down, and he says he learned very quickly about being schooled in community politics.
I suppose what happened was I started my, you know, the structured education within Northlands, and then when it got closed, I learned a lot about politics. And as blackfellas, we sort of, we do always have those experiences in our communities around how that affects our lives. So it was really, it really had an effect on my learning immediately because my school got closed down. But then as we sort of fought for the school and there was a lot of political activism, I learned a lot off my, you know, Aboriginal community leaders that I think we learned really quickly about, you know, the real world. And so I always say that, you know, it was the best learning I ever got. So I learned a lot about life and about how to deal with challenging situations, and we built a lot of resilience. So I think we sort of bunkered down as a community and we knew how important the school was. So for us, it sort of helped us come together even more. We bonded a lot over that experience and we had a hard fight for a couple of years. And that really sort of, I suppose, that's ingrained in me now as an adult. That experience. Like that school, you know, we had, I think it was the highest population of Koori kids in the state. So, you know, we had, it felt like our school. We had ownership over the school and, you know, we were embraced by the school community. And so we felt really safe there. And culturally, we could express ourselves, you know. We actually, it was a big part of the school identity. You know, that kind of environment really fostered great learning opportunities for all of us, you know. I had a lot of my family members go there, my, you know, older cousins, you know, brothers. That was the environment. And so we felt like you had an idea of what your future could be at that school. We were taught a lot about, you know, when you work together as a community, what you can do. And it just felt really, you know, that was strong within that school. So when it was taken away, it actually hurt a lot of people, and it sort of stopped a lot, you know, that all that good work that was done over years was just shut down overnight. So, but yeah, the school was amazing. It was sort of one of a kind. It was probably ahead of its time, the way it brought people together. And, you know, there was a lot of different cultures at the school too, not just blackfellas. So, you know, it was very inclusive, the environment. And we learned a lot about, you know, I learned about my identity there too, about who I was. So we done a lot of Aboriginal cultural dance at the school. You know, there was theatre, there was music. So all these creative sort of outlets for our people really helped us thrive.
The Koori Youth Will Shakespeare's is a dance group that Alistair and other students had the opportunity to dance with back in the 90s. The dance group is still running today and is passed down to the next generation, with his own son now performing in the dance group.
Yeah, so the Spears are a huge part of the story. So Koori Youth Will Shakespeare's, I think I started dancing when I was in primary school. I used to go across, we'd walk up there after school, me and my cousin, and we'd go and do dance rehearsals. So that was when I was probably, you know, 10 or 11 years old. And so that was embedded in the school from an early time. You know, that all started there. I think it was 1988. So back in that time period in Melbourne, it was pretty good for Aboriginal dance groups to sort of be around. So it was very unique. But, you know, that really strengthened us, strengthened our identity. You know, we knew who we were, and it helped us build a lot of self-confidence. So it was a great tool for us. But we also found out about our culture and our, you know, our people. We learned a lot about that. And we used it as a political tool too. So whenever there was anything happening, we'd go and dance and perform and in our community. So I thought it was really amazing what that done for us. And the spears are still going now. My son, actually, he's danced for a few years now, so it's passed to the next generation, and that school really helped support that. So, and even when the school got closed down, I think our dancing sort of ramped up, and we, instead of going in classrooms, we were dancing, you know, at we were teaching other kids. We were going to other schools and dancing and sharing our culture as a way to sort of bring community together. So, it was a huge part of the school.
Well, this is it for this episode of our NITV podcast series. Thank you to our guests today, Claire Land, historian working on the exhibition A Fight for Survival, and Alastair Thorpe Jr., who is a past student of the Northland Secondary College. And don't forget, you can listen to our other NITV podcasts like Our Story, Take It Black, and Ballin' Out. Just go to where you get your podcasts from.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.